to the lung specialist this week. They said that my lungs are permanently scarred by COVID. They're never going to get any better, but they could get worse. So they're going to monitor me every 3 months or so and see if they're getting worse. But I clear my throat, cough, runny nose, all from my lungs and from COVID. They don't know what they think they know about COVID. But we'll see. Like Brother said last week, it's a part of life. I agree with you, dear brother. We do need to pray for Dinah. Dear friend, open your Bibles to Mark, the 10th chapter. I went into my office 6 o'clock this morning, and God laid this sermon right in front of me. I don't know why Brother Joe's got a kidney stone, but he knew I needed to preach this morning. And this is the message he gave me. I don't know who it's for, but this is particularly for somebody either here or on the internet today. Oh, amen. Somebody needs this. So you pray for me. I'm not even going to worry about what time it is. I'm just going to say what God's laid on my heart. In Mark, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not kill, or do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these things have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up thy cross and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked around about and saith unto the disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" The disciples were astonished at his word. But Jesus answered again and saith unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible. Amen. But with God," not with God, "for with God all things are possible." Amen. Lord our Father, please today guide my speech. May I say the words that someone needs to hear. Lord, help me. Lord, help me for thy glory, in Jesus' name. Second Peter 1:10 says that we are to make our calling and election sure. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, "Examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith." Some would say that they believe in God and Jesus Christ. James, the second chapter in verse 19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. When the demons were faced with the presence of Jesus Christ, they knew who he was and begged him that he would not send them into the pit. A person that believes in God and Jesus without a personal relationship with Jesus as their Savior has just as much chance of going to heaven as the devil and the demons. I'll let that sink in a little bit. This man came to Jesus. I believe he really desired to know whether or not he could have eternal life. I really believe this young man wanted eternal life. People like to believe that everybody, when they die, go to heaven. That's what they like to believe. I'll draw your attention to something. Jesus, when he started talking about the commandments, never even mentioned the first two. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might. The second, not to take unto you any graven image, not to worship false gods. God, Jesus Christ, knew what this guy's problem was. And it's the problem that somebody here in this assembly has, or somebody out there in the internet area or wherever they are, they have this problem. This young man came to Jesus because he had heard of this man Jesus, and he had known that he was a great prophet and had power. Jesus, tell me if I'm all right or not. Well, Jesus took him to the law. The Bible says, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For the law brings you the knowledge of sin. I don't care how much you've done. I don't care where you've been and how much you praise God and how much you speak of Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you what. Could there be one thing that thou lackest? Wouldn't it be something to arrive before the Lord Jesus Christ in great joy and rejoicing? I'm going to be in rest, and just come short and spend an eternity in the fires and in the burning of hell because there is one thing that you lacked. One thing that thou lackest. This man just couldn't face the one thing that he lacked. He misunderstood the teaching of the law. He misunderstood what Jesus was trying to get him to see. You have got to give up everything for Jesus.
Yeah.
When you come face to face, realizing 7 years ago, I fudged a little bit, I lied, I wasn't truthful, that's going to send you to hell. I've never repented of my sin, that's going to send you to hell. You can do anything else you want, but that's going to send you to hell. Folks, this is serious. We have Christians all over this United States of America. God-fearing people that are lost and are going to hell. Jesus said, when people came up before him and said, many things have we done in your name and many wonderful works. I'm ready for heaven. Hallelujah, I'm here. And he said, depart from me, I never knew you. He didn't say, you all don't know me. He said, I never knew you. You just missed it. Just barely missed going to heaven. And you're going to spend eternity in the agony of hell. You don't have to miss it much. Just one thing that thou liked. Jesus did not ask him about the commandment to love God and to have no other gods before God. So Jesus faced him with the decision, what's more important? Living life wonderfully or going to heaven? This man chose this present life rather than heaven. I fear that there's people here today that are just not willing to surrender. That's the biggest thing that human beings have to do, is surrender. As a young man, 10, 11, I don't know, I was at a Bible college, Pineville, Kentucky. And there was about 300 kids there. Youth camp week, by the way. I was on youth camp. Flash Cash sat next to me. We were the best horseshoe pitchers in the camp. And we were deciding which one was going to be on which end of throwing the horseshoes. I don't know who was preaching. Don't know who he was preaching about. Halfway through that, I realized I was lost. Amen. And on my way to hell. Amen. I could not leave that building until I got this thing settled. If you come face to face, well, you're lost and you're going to hell. You can't leave here today until you get this thing settled. What's your problem? You don't see yourself as lost and going to hell. That's your problem. Yeah. One thing thou lackest. You may be well taught in the scriptures. You may have made 20 professions of faith. You may have been baptized 3 or 4 times. You're still going to hell. Yeah. Just barely missed it. Just barely missed it. Oh, sinner friend, surrender. Beg God to forgive you of your sins. If you don't do that, you're going to burn forever in hell. Yes, it's a hard message. Please don't miss heaven. Please examine yourself whether you're really in the faith or not. Oh, I've been a Christian for 30 years. Based on what? I did this and I did that and I did. No. The only hope I have, the only thing I can cling to in my life is Jesus Christ. I tell him every night, Jesus, you're all I got.
Amen.
I'm holding on to you. If you don't save me, I'm gone. I have trusted Jesus. I have put myself in Jesus' hand. And if I'm not saved, it's His fault. Brother and sister, if you're here today and you haven't surrendered yourself to Jesus Christ, that money didn't matter to Jesus. His lands didn't matter to Jesus. God owns everything. What mattered to Jesus is that young man would not surrender his heart and soul into the hands of the Master. Oh, God, help you to see today that unless you surrender your heart and soul to Jesus, unless you've repented of your sin, you're going to just barely miss it. Miss it. One thing thou lackest. Oh, I wish that I could come to each one of you individually and sit down and plead with you for your soul. Much more precious than whatever car you're driving, whatever house you live in, whatever job you got, whatever friends you have. Your soul and its eternity is much, much, much more precious. Don't just miss it. Don't come up before Jesus praising Him with joy and have Him say, I never knew you. Yeah. One thing thou lackest. One thing. Everything else you're good at. Everything else is fine. And every preacher that preaches a funeral talks about how good this man was and all the things he did. And I was pastoring a church in Madisonville, Kentucky one time. And this man's father passed away. And he was standing by the casket. And this fellow came up and said, I know your father's in heaven. He did this, he did this. He's one of the greatest men I ever knew. And this guy looked at him and said, if that's all he's got, he's burning in hell. And the guy got mad. He never got the lesson. Unless my son, whose heart just quit 8 years ago, fell on the floor, and he died. Unless he had repented of his sins, he would be burning in hell today. Johnny came to me the summer before he died. And he said, Dad, I haven't been a good Christian, but I want you to know that I surrendered my soul to Jesus. And I'm okay. That's how I got through my son dying. He's in God's hand. Yeah. And I trust Jesus. Jesus, you're all I got. I don't have anything else to hold on to. I'm holding on to you. If you're here today and you think you're saved, but you've never repented of your sin, and you've never begged God to forgive you and come into your heart and soul, you're going to just barely miss it. Because one thing thou lackest. One thing. Whatever the Lord's put on your heart, please come. Let's talk about it today. Don't just miss it. Just barely miss it. Come ahead, brother. Let's all stand.